Chapter 8. In Venice. Mrs. Stringham was extremely worried after her conversation with Sir Luke about Millie. He had told her that Millie was seriously ill. When Millie saw that her friend was sad, she tried to make her feel better.
"Please don't worry, Susan," she said. "I'm very lucky that I have an excellent doctor like Sir Luke. He really cares about me. He's told me to be happy and enjoy my life as much as possible."
"Yes," said Mrs. Stringham. "He asked me to look after you and do everything I can to make you happy."
But Mrs. Stringham still felt upset, and she needed to talk to someone about Millie. So the next morning, she went to see Mrs. Lauder at her house in Lancaster Gate. Mrs. Lauder was busy writing letters at her desk. Mrs. Stringham sat down beside her and started to cry.
"I'm sorry," said Mrs. Stringham, "but I don't want to cry when I'm with Millie. I don't want to upset her."
Then she told Mrs. Lauder about Sir Luke's visit and Millie's illness.
"I want to do everything I can to make things easy for my dear princess," she said. "Sir Luke said the most important thing is for her to be happy."
Mrs. Lauder was shocked and sorry to hear her friend's sad news. "What can I do to help poor Millie?" she asked.
"Millie likes Merton Densher very much," said Mrs. Stringham. "Can you help her in any way?"
"Kate has strong feelings for Merton Densher too," said Mrs. Lauder. "But please, don't mention that to Millie."
"Really?" said Mrs. Stringham in surprise. "I thought that Kate didn't care about Densher."
"Oh, yes, she does," said Mrs. Lauder. "But I don't want her to marry him because he doesn't have any money. But he is charming, and I think that Millie could be happy as Mrs. Densher."
The next week, Millie visited Sir Luke Strett again. She told him that she was leaving London and going to Venice with three other ladies.
"That's very good news," said Sir Luke. "I'm also planning to travel to Venice in October with my niece, so I'll come and see you there. Is Mrs. Stringham one of your travelling companions?"
"Yes," said Millie.
Sir Luke was delighted that Mrs. Stringham would be with Millie.
"She's a very good woman," he thought, "and she loves Miss Teale very much. She'll take good care of her."
A few weeks later, the four ladies, Millie, Mrs. Stringham, Mrs. Lauder, and Kate, arrived in Venice. Before they left, Millie had contacted an Italian man called Eugenio and asked him to find a suitable place to stay. Eugenio was very clever. He had a lot of experience helping foreign visitors in Venice, and he understood what they wanted. He was expensive, but Millie was sure that he would do a good job. Eugenio found a wonderful place for the ladies to stay. It was called the Palazzo Leporelli and was right by the sea. It was very peaceful. From the balcony, they could hear the waves moving against the stones below. The palazzo had many splendid rooms full of beautiful furniture and paintings. Eugenio had also found a cook and servants to look after them. Millie was very happy. Although it was the beginning of autumn, the weather was still warm. The ladies went out walking or on boat trips and enjoyed exploring different parts of Venice. One morning in October,
Eugenio arranged for the ladies to go on a long walk to see some famous places. But Millie was feeling tired that day, so she decided to stay by herself in the palazzo. She walked happily from room to room, watching the long white curtains moving in the wind.
"I never want to leave this beautiful place," she thought.
When Millie went back to the living room, a man was there, waiting for her. When he turned around, to her great surprise, she saw that it was Lord Mark. Millie was shocked. She did not know that he was in Venice. She had not been alone with Lord Mark since the day at Matcham House, when he had shown her the Bronzino painting. However, she hid her surprise and welcomed him politely. "Your servant asked me to wait here," he said. "I was staying in Austria, but it was very cold there. Then I heard from friends that you were in Venice, so I decided to visit you. They told me where you were staying."
"I'm afraid the other ladies have gone out," said Millie. "But perhaps if you hurry, you could meet them in town."
"I didn't come to see them," said Lord Mark. "I came to see you." Millie was very surprised. What did Lord Mark want from her? But she hid her feelings.
"Would you like me to show you the palazzo?"
They walked through the beautiful rooms and out onto a balcony looking over the Adriatic Sea. "Don't you go out very much?" asked Lord Mark.
"No," replied Millie. "I like staying here, in the palazzo."
Her eyes were bright.
"I love this place. I wish I could stay here forever. I think I'd like to die here."
"I heard that you were very ill," said Lord Mark. "Is it true?" Millie stared at him, and his face turned red.
"How does Lord Mark know that I'm ill?" she thought. "And why is he interested in my illness? I hope he hasn't come here to ask me to marry him. But why would he be interested in marrying a sick girl?"
Suddenly, she understood why Lord Mark was here. If she died, her husband would get all her money. "You need someone to love you and take care of you," said Lord Mark. "I could look after you very well, and we could learn to love each other."
"But what about Miss Croy?" asked Millie. "Mrs. Lauder wants you to marry her."
"Do you also want me to marry Miss Croy?" said Lord Mark. "But why should I marry her?"
"Because she's the most beautiful and charming lady I've ever met. If I were a man, I would marry her."
"But she's in love with someone else," said Lord Mark. "Didn't you know that?"
"That can't possibly be true," replied Millie. She felt shocked.
Lord Mark stared at her. Then he smiled. "Are you quite sure about that?"
"Yes," said Millie. "Miss Croy is my dearest friend, and she told me she's free."
"I see," said Lord Mark slowly. "And what about you? Are you free as well?" Millie was feeling angry with herself. She thought that she had told Lord Mark too much, and she wanted him to leave. But Lord Mark was watching one of the boatmen down below. The man was walking towards the palazzo. Then he came up the stairs with a small white card for Millie. A name was written on it: Mr. Merton Densher. Millie was very excited.
Please tell Mr. Densher that I'd be very pleased to see him, Millie said to the boatman.
When Lord Mark heard the happiness in her voice, he felt disappointed, angry, and jealous. He decided to leave. As he was going down the stairs, he passed Densher on his way up to see Millie. Now I understand everything, he thought. He walked quickly away.